First thing Tuesday, the Kentucky State University Concert Choir greeted Governor Beshear at the inaugural worship service at Frankfort's downtown Civic Center.
Bless the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Let the light of your divine wisdom direct the discourse of all who would be public servants.
Religion these days is a common element of politics. In his message to state officials, the pastor of the governor's church saw no problem with that. The Reverend Bill McDonald says it's only to be expected that politics and religion go together.
It's people that are in politics. That's the definition of the word. And so therefore religion is in politics because it's in people. It should not be used as a hammer of any type, but it should be used as a grounding for the folks who are leading us.
The governor, First Lady Jane Beshear, Lieutenant Governor Jerry Abramson, and his wife went from the worship service directly to the front of the inaugural parade. In horse-drawn carriages, the party was carried down Capitol Avenue right up to the viewing stand at the base of the Capitol steps. Just off to the side of the stand sat 89-year-old Hazel Demery from Grand Rivers in West Kentucky. Demery has attended most of Kentucky's inaugurations, but isn't shy about expressing her political preferences.
I've been to every one since, I don't know, Ned Bethett, I think, except the Republicans.
Even among the inauguration's festivities, there was an effort to make a statement. A handheld protest sign, clearly seen along the parade route, expressed serious concerns about mountaintop removal coal mining. Holding the placard was Caroline Taylor, who's a native of Savannah, Georgia, and has lived in Kentucky for decades.
I am passionate about saving the mountains. We have got to stop mountaintop removal in Kentucky in order to get Appalachia back to what it was originally and clean our water and air up.
Besides Governor Steve Beshear, former Governor Paul Patton is the only living governor who has served two consecutive terms. His advice for Beshear is to continue with his agenda, which Patton says should include an expansion of gambling.
I think he ought to do what he's been doing. Very important that we recover the $400 million of Kentucky money that's going out of the state with gaming. It's very important that we do that.
As if on cue, in between festivities, the governor was asked about expanded gambling. He'd like to put a constitutional amendment before voters and would like to see the effort begin in the Kentucky Senate, which is dominated by Republicans. By mid-afternoon, it was time for the ceremonial swearing-in on the steps of the state capitol. In his inaugural address, the governor struck a bipartisan tone.
For the challenges that confront us today demand nothing less than unity of purpose and unselfish cooperation.
That type of cooperation is often hard to find in Frankfort, with Democrats controlling the House and a Senate controlled by the GOP. Senate President David Williams, who lost to Beshear in the race for governor, added today is not the day to be critical.
I told his chief of staff a few minutes ago that I hope 4 years from now I have the opportunity to say that Steve Beshear was the best governor I ever worked with, that he had the most productive 4 years ever in every Kentucky, and I'll share that hope and aspiration here today as we celebrate his inauguration.
Time will tell, and time is ticking away. Lawmakers and the governor come together January 3rd for the start of yet another legislative session. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.